The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
/money. Still to come on the show, inflation-proofing your pension. First, though, behavioural finance. Private and professional investors will probably be all too familiar with trying and failing to time the market. Too often we buy when stocks are at a high, then panic and sell when stocks are at a low, missing out on many of the best returns. But there is help at hand. Understanding the psychology behind investing, the study of behavioural finance, could lead us to make better decisions. I'm here with Greg Davies, Head of Behavioural Finance at Barclays Wealth. Greg, what do investors typically get wrong in your experience?
Well, I think you've already mentioned the main one, which is the strong tendency for us to buy high and sell low. It sounds trite for us to go out and say, you should, to be a good investor, you should buy low and sell high. Of course you should. But the fact is, our natural psychology, unfortunately, inclines us to do exactly the opposite. We all have a tendency to be prepared to invest, to take risk when we're comfortable. And when we're comfortable, typically we're comfortable after things have been going up for a while, and we look back and we see a steady rising market. So that's when we're comfortable putting money into the market. And we pull money out of risky assets when we're uncomfortable, typically after a crash. There's nothing unreasonable about this. It's people making themselves more emotionally comfortable with their actions. But it has the implication of giving away a significant portion of returns over the long term.
And have we done any studies into how much are actually losing by this kind of behaviour? If you really are always buying high and selling low, what impact does that actually have on your portfolio?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a number of studies on this, and they come up with quite a varied set of numbers in terms of how much you're losing. Mm. The utterly ubiquitous thing, though, is that all of them say that people lose on average. There's not a single one of these studies that shows that people are gaining by their timing decisions. Mm. To quote one study, which is a Cass Business School study that was sponsored by Barclays Wealth, this is one that had one of the findings of the smallest cost to investors. And that was over a 20-year period, investors were throwing away on average 1.2% per year.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.